closer.
Back. Caught you looking for the same thing.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room eating a wing dinner.
Let's celebrate our music here before it's too late.
Yeah. Let's get it.
What's up, everybody? Encyclopedia Hip Hop Podcast. Oh my God. I'm eclectic. Tweet Rhymes Life. At Encyclopedia HH. At Eclectic. So, still counting down. We're almost done. We're at 8. We are at 8. Top 50 hip hop story rhymes of whatever era I specified when I was at number 50. But these are the good ones. Anyway, we're at number 8. Number 8 is Mahogany, 1990, Eric B. and Rakim album, Let the Rhythm Hit 'Em. This is what it is. It's number 8. We know what the track sounds like. If you don't, the bass is ridiculous. Anyway, here's the story. The story starts off with Rakim and Eric B. at the Palladium. That was a New York City club in the 80s, early 90s. So Rakim saw some very attractive model-esque type woman, and he went up to her and he said, but he told her that she had the look. I mean, this is like 3 years after the Prince song. So he was not current. But anyway, he said he wanted to get to know her better. He made sure to tell us, the listener, that he didn't sweat the woman, though, because he had to be cool. But he had to tell her. So he said that she almost looked Korean, but European. Now, at the time, I paid no attention and just enjoyed the wordplay and the bass line. But she almost looked Korean, but she was white. European, right? So Rakim was with the white okay, cool. Then he said when she spoke, her accent was self-explanatory. What accent? A white chick? Okay, European. Maybe she was from Europe. And that's what he meant, European. But what accent? Like Cockney? Or she from Yorkshire? Was she from the UK? Okay, all right. White girl that looks Korean. From the UK, because she has an accent. Great. Then he tells us her name was Mahogany. Okay, damn it. All right. A white chick from the UK with a Cockney accent named Mahogany. And her twin name was Ebony. Okay, all right. Okay, all right. So it's two British chicks named Mahogany and Ebony that almost look Korean. All right, man. The fuck ever. He's lucky this song is a banger. Anyway, Rakim introduced himself and Eric B. So I guess Eric B gets Ebony. Sure. Eric B, Ebony. It was loud in the Palladium, so Rakim offered to leave so they could leave and walk around, and he show her them the city, you know, New York. They can walk and talk and everything. He said he had a show at 1 o'clock. I'm assuming he wasn't at the Palladium at noon, so a 1 a.m. show start time in 1990 is crazy. But okay, so you got a show, yo, let's leave. I don't know what time it was. Look, it could have been 8. And he's like, I don't have a show until 1, which is also wild, but sure, let's roll with that. So. Okay, you gotta bear with me here. So he had a show of 1. He said, let's walk and see New York. He was telling her how once they started talking and she got to know him, he'd be on her brain and her emotions would be going crazy and her everything would run wild. He said that she spoke slow and told him that she was going crazy over him. And she called him Mr. Sexy and rubbed him on his chest. This woman had to be from across the pond. Mr. Sexy and chest rubs in the middle of the street in New York. Okay. She then said she wanted his next kid and help him make his next G. All right. So you met this chick at the club, said, hey, let's go outside because it's loud so we can talk. And now you're getting chest rubs and she wants you to shoot up the club and make $1,000. I guess every little bit counts, but hey, you know, I want to help you make $1,000. I hate fucking pyramid scheme. All right. But he definitely finessed Mahogany. Hook. Also, where the fuck is Eric B. in Ebony? Anyway, we continue on. He says he prescribed her something to revive her and surprise her. Okay, so he's a doctor now. It's Dr. Rakim. Rakim, the doctor of love. He said something about making her glow in the dark. The fuck is... I think Ra was moving acid. What is happening? He's going to revive her and make her live her and make her glow in the dark. He said he'd tell her who she was and why she was there and to take it in stride because it might take a year. What? Hey, yo. You Mahogany from fucking Castlebrook. And you're here because, what the fuck? I don't know. Anyway, he said it was almost 1. You know, 1 a.m., you know, time for a show. She kissed him, and he said he'd mess around and miss the show if they kept going. So he told her that they could finish all of that later on tonight. I don't know what tonight is because it's about to be 1 in the morning. So you mean tomorrow? You know, semantics, I guess. Anyway, he says he's backstage getting ready to be introduced for the show. So maybe they just stood outside and talked. Maybe they walked, but clearly they made it back to the club. They made their way back to the club because now he's backstage. After he prescribed her something to glow in the dark. He said she stood in the crowd watching them perform and thinking about what she was going to do to him later. How he knew what she was thinking? No clue. But okay. Also, hey, William, pay attention to the performance, man. Kick the fucking rhymes. Quit staring at this fucking Yorkshire pudding ass... chick and her twin, which Eric B. could have killed. I don't know where Ebony is. We never heard, spoiler alert, we never heard from Ebony again about her or Eric. I don't even know if Eric's on stage. Anyway, he says that he could see her eyes gloom, whatever the fuck that means, and she was patient but hoping that the show would be over. He said he killed it and she made her way to the front row. How? No clue. But he said he told her, let's go. Where? Where'd they go? I guess they're going home. But where's Eric? And did he get paid for the show? What is it? So he just walked off the stage after the last song with a chick in the front row out the front door. Okay, cool, right? All right, cool. He told us that the people screamed for an encore. I thought you told her, let's go, and you left. So listen. That's mad rude if they're screaming encore and you walk in some British, fake Korean, black name chick trying to leave. You just walking past them. They're like, encore. You're like, all right, I'm taking fucking Emily in Paris fucking home to smash. He said he packed his mic and the speakers were blown and his mic was sore. Anyway, he said he drove off with her. I guess he has a car. And she, why'd you go? What? Okay. She told him she loved the performance and couldn't wait to get soft and warm. And Rakim told her that he was watching her during the show, and the way she was looking at him, it was hard for him to rhyme. Clearly, you over here talking about fucking gloom eyes and shit. Tell us what happened after you came in the door and said it before. Fucking rhyme. Staring at Bentley from the Jeffersons. Anyway. He said he could take a hint, so he knew that she wanted his agony, 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 and her body. The fuck is an agony? Did he nickname his penis Agony? And why? Three times. Anyway, he said he showed her some New York City sights and took her to the condo. And she was ready to smash, but rah, he was playing it cool. Why? You grabbed her and said, let's go, and you wanted some agony. And why are you playing it cool now? Anyway, she asked why he doesn't smile. And he said he was in a New York state of mind. Okay. So then she asked Rakim to bring some champagne, and she would sing some songs. What? I thought she was hot to try and ready for some agony, agony, agony. Fuck, she's singing. Is she trying to get a deal? Why didn't she just get on stage and fucking sing? Why is she singing songs? Pull your titties out. All right, okay. Anyway, they hugged, and then he said he laid on his back and relaxed, and she collapsed over him. Did the drugs kick in? I mean, plus the champagne? Was she glowing in the dark? Did she do it in the middle of singing? Did she get help? Where is Ebony? Did her sister, her twin sister, just let her leave with the dude she just met? What is happening? He said that she rubbed him on his chest and called him Mr. Sexy again. He finessed Mahogany. I guess he smashed, or she was smashed. Either way, that's the song. That is it. Please listen to the song. Please enjoy the song. But that is the story of Mahogany, Eric B. and Rakim, 1990. Let the rhythm hit him. Thank you for listening. We're about to hit number 7. So let's 7-6, then we're at the top 5, and we out. But I appreciate you guys listening. And in the meantime, in between time, hip-hop.